On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for tuning in. Hey, I do want to thank Tayshawn. He's a regular engineer at the board, getting us on the air, and does a lot of great behind the scenes. You know, it's easy. You know, I run into people. I get introduced. I go, "Oh, Steve Ryman. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been listening to you for years." Listen, there's a lot of work that's done behind the scenes, and Tayshawn's a big part of that. Brianna, another one of our team at KLYT, and you know, a lot of the other people that you hear on the weekend. So, Tayshawn, thanks for getting us on the air routinely, regularly, and in a quality way. I do want to draw your attention to our website. If you haven't been there in a while, we really would encourage you to go there and find it a tool to be used for multiple purposes, including being updated on things like resources from Focus on the Family. Last few months, they've had Live It challenges. And this month's Live It challenge is to pray regularly, setting aside time to pray. If you go to klyt.fm in the Action Center, right there on the homepage, you'll see the icon for the Focus on the Family Live It challenge for this month. And if you click on it, it'll take you to a guide to 7 days of prayer. You'll also find the PRAY model. It's at klyt.fm with a lot of other great information. Just posted today a short video promoting June 29th is the Day of the Christian Martyr. Apparently, the 29th of June is many historians believe the date that Paul was martyred. The Apostle Paul was martyred. So you can go find out all about that and actually find resources to prepare others to be part of that day on June 29th. Put together by the Voice of the Martyrs Ministry. Next week, we're going to air the complete interview with Todd Nettleton, so make sure you're tuned in for that. In studio with us, a dear friend, Charlotte Rose Marie, is here. And, man, I must have known you since you were like five, because it feels, you know.
It feels like that. I came here in, first time to Albuquerque was 2010.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I was helping out. And so I think that's when I met you. And
15 years. And you may have known my kids before you knew me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I did. And the skate park and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
They've all aged. You haven't aged a bit.
I have. It's makeup. I have.
In Albuquerque, ministry-wise, what have you done since you arrived in the U.S.?
Oh, my God. 15 years.
And you can do the condensed, you know.
Is there a condensed?
Share as little or as much as you like.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Ministry-wise. Okay, so, I mean, Calvary has been such an incredible place for me to grow and to get involved in so many ministries. When I first came here, I wanted to volunteer at Calvary, and they were like, "Great, let's have you." So I helped out with the skate park back in the day. It was called Girls Only, which was the girls group at the skate park. I helped in the missions department doing some stuff with.
Did you board?
Huh?
Did you board?
No, I mean I tried a little bit, okay. But I'm not a skateboarder.
I was trying to get Tayshawn's attention. He's working on a sprained ankle right now.
Oh, ice, ouch.
Ice.
Oh man!
Okay.
A lot.
The skate park did some ministry, and then
skate park, girls only missions. I did the worship team, helped out with that, and then I came on board at staff at Calvary in 2015 at the front desk.
Okay,
the front desk for a while, and then I went and helped. Went back to missions, and then went to working in the safety security department. Helped out on the safety team.
Do mission trips yourself?
I have, but not with Calvary.
Okay.
Yes, I've done mission trips.
Where'd you go?
So I've been to, in Europe. I've been to a few places in Europe. But you know what? It's been interesting. For me, missions trip, I've always enjoyed doing the local stuff, home stuff, because I really agree with that whole saying of if you're not working on the city that you love and that you're blooming in,
right.
You know, almost what are you doing?
Is that kind of the first Jerusalem and then Samaria and the other utter ends of the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our friend Ray, who was just in here, I don't know if you heard, he's headed off to Ukraine via Poland.
I heard that. That's an interesting.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to get an update when he gets back.
Yes.
Well, you know, needless to say, Charlotte, you have been well engaged in ministry, and we appreciate the work that you do to further the kingdom. We're co-laborers,
yes,
sister.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that word.
You don't want me to even play spoons, though, on your music project. Now, what we're going to share in a little bit here is your latest, but let's bring people up to speed.
Yes.
You know, if they're on their favorite outlet for music,
yes,
they'll find earlier works from you. When did you start putting stuff, you know, from studio out to the public?
Yes. So I've been doing it since I was 8 years old. But in terms of the more recent stuff, the last time I was in the studio with you was April 2021. So
okay,
there's still music on Spotify.
It's been a day.
It's been a few years, and then I did take a break. And then it was right after Skip did his series, The End Is Near.
Uh-huh.
That's when it really hit me. I think I was like, man, I really want to do songs that not just further the kingdom, but also for the next generation that make a difference. And I think it really opened my eyes to the fact that at any point, biblically, we have never been as close as we are today to the end. The end is near. And so the first song that that is more recent is called Too Late, and that is taken from scripture in Matthew 7:23, when, you know, Jesus says, I never knew you, depart from me. And just the pain of like, and the realization that we have loved ones who we may never see again. Mm. And it's our duty as Christians. We don't have the power to save people, but we have opportunities to share the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's our commandment. And kind of this Too Late is like a wake-up call. Like, we need to do this. We don't know if we have tomorrow.
I love how you put that too, because it does remove the weight of, I need to get them saved.
Absolutely.
It's not your job.
It's not our job.
Your job is to love them,
mm-hmm,
and share the truth in love.
Yep.
So that they can be saved,
yep,
the Spirit can do His work,
absolutely,
to convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Yep.
Preach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preach it.
Before we run out of time, let's get into some of this new work. Charlotte Rosemarie, mm-hmm, and Oh Well,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
This and then in Oh Well, I'll Still Praise You.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this because it involves another local artist.
It does, and he is so good. His name is Young Wise. That's his rapper name. And he's phenomenal. I mean, he's so gifted, and him and his wife, they love the Lord. And I love using local talent.
Yeah.
And he's phenomenal. My husband and I, we went for dinner with him and his wife. We gave him the scoop of what the song's about. And he was like, okay, I'll write something. He came into the studio, absolutely nailed it. And yeah, it's been great ever since.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to this. And if you're in the car, maybe stop to the light. You know, it's your turn to roll down the windows and turn up the bass. It's not that intense, actually. It's more intense than the second song we'll play.
Yeah.
But you're gonna enjoy it. It's Oh Well, I'll Still Praise You, featuring Young Wise. This from Charlotte Rosemarie on ABQ Connect.
Feel I can't fight, but your word trains these hands so I can battle with light.
I won't give death attention, God's my redemption.
No. He's got all the strength that I need. There will always be failures that I walk through, and I will always have a past that I can't remove.
But come on me every day, bring it on's what I say.
My response is still the same. I'll still praise you. I'll still praise you. Yes, I will praise you. I will praise you. I will praise you. I'll still praise you. I'll still praise you. I'll still praise you. I'll still praise you. I will praise you. Trust gets tested.
I'll remind myself the miracles you've manifested.
Even in the silence, oh, whispers in the night, your hope still beats alive.
Oh, yeah. When life gets worse, not better. When the rain turns to hail and the storm weather.
My praise will get louder. My joy will move outward. My response is still the same.
Through the pain and the sorrow, no matter how hard broke, I'll make it to tomorrow. Faithful is he and I'm grateful to see how he heals my scars. Maybe I think too much sometimes when I feel in life gets hard. Oh well, I'm telling myself, cause the Lord is good ever since the start. I notice my pain ain't always gonna stay when I kneel and pray. Giving thanks to my God every day may change, but still the same. So I lift my hands with the same old praise.
There you go. It's Charlotte Rose Marie and Oh Well, I Still Praise You. We've got time to actually, we're up against a break. But Charlotte, can you stay with us?
I can.
Okay, we're gonna take a break and come back and hear some more new music. And let me say this, because I mean, everyone's got different tastes,
mm-hmm.
and that was done well.
Thank you.
I'm not the biggest urban rap bed. Guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
But good music is good music. Mm-hmm. And what you do is diverse.
Thank you.
And we're going to share some more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're in the midst of a conversation with Charlotte Rose Marie. And Charlotte, we mentioned it earlier, but folks will find not only the songs we're featuring here today mm-hmm. on that last segment, Oh Well, I'll Still Praise You, but the song we're about to play and your earlier work, they'll find it wherever they, you know, stream their favorite music.
Yes. So on the streaming platforms. Yep.
So, actually, I'm debating because I want to spend the time wisely. I want to make sure we get to the song. So let's talk about the song, and when we come back, I have some more questions for the artiste.
Oh yeah.
All right. which, by the way, I mentioned, you know, in the last segment to bring people from that last segment to this segment. The first song we played more urban rap, including a local artist that you had opportunity to work with, Young Wise.
Yes.
But this song really not a lot like the song we just heard.
No.
But I will tell you often, you know, oh, I like that artist. And I'll go and I'll put on a project.
Yeah.
And it's like one long song.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is diverse. And as a person who appreciates music,
yes.
it's an easier listen for me when there's some diversity to it.
Mm.
And we're looking forward to hearing Too Late, but bring us up to speed on this one.
Yes. So Too Late was written, it came actually from a place of regret when my grandmother died, not having the opportunity to talk to her about the gospel.
Yeah.
And I was rereading the gospels. And when I read Matthew, where Jesus said, you know, stand before me, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is real. You know, yeah. There are loved ones in our life that is not going to be with us in heaven. And I think it's just that place of regret mixed with this is a call to action. We've got an opportunity. We need to do it.
Like, urgency.
Absolute urgency. Yeah. So it is more of a heavier side. My friend put it really amazingly, she said, it reminds me almost of like the soundtrack of The Passion of the Christ. I can only listen to it a few times because it's so painful to listen to. And yet it's so encouraging and like, no, we've got to do something. And I was like, that's a really powerful analogy. It blew my mind when she said that, but it kind of makes sense.
Well, some artists may have written a song like this and put a filter on it.
Yes.
No filter.
No, in fact, I cry at the end of it. You can actually hear me crying.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go into it. This is Too Late from Charlotte Rose Marie on ABQ Connect.
Courage, and I wish that I was brave. I wish I didn't worry about all the words that I need to say. We've got souls on the line here. We're running out of time, yeah. So why am I holding back? Tell me, what am I afraid of? I already have regrets. Already said I should have talked to them back then. Please, can we just go back? But it's too late for the ones that are gone. And there's the people here who can't belong. So why am I with so few? And I'm talking to others about you. It's not like I don't have a reason. I've been freely given. So freely I should give. Is it the fear of rejection? Or is it the fear of the questions? I promise you will buy the words. And help but think, God, what if I miscalculate the time that I have lived? What if one conversation is the chance of life from death? And what if they listen to your words and their hearts become good? What if tomorrow's a day when you'll say it's too late? When they
That is Charlotte Rose Marie and Too Late. You can find that wherever your favorite music streams. And, you know, you can just click liked and then you can let your auto DJ, you know, remind you that it's out there to listen to and share with others. So Charlotte, let's we talked to the creativity, you know, about some of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple minutes we have left, let's talk. If someone's listening who's saying, okay, I want to write songs and I want to get them played on the radio, not necessarily for fame, but because I have a message to share, which I think is your heart.
Absolutely.
Speak to the young musician about what they need to hear in order to run the race.
I think one of the biggest things, at least I'm learning, is, you know, when Paul talks about you're running the race till the end, is to keep your eyes focused on the goal. Because in the world of social media, and it's so fast paced, you're never going to catch up. So don't. And I think not comparing yourself to other people. And Skip recently talked about this in one of his messages, but, you know, everyone has a gifting. Everyone has a unique gifting. No one is the same for a reason. There's not only a certain amount of fish that needs to be in the industry. We need as many fish in the industry as possible, especially bringing light and truth to such a dark industry. And I think there's this kind of idea of, well, they're better than me. There's a better singer than me. They play bass better than me. They play drums better than me. It doesn't matter. Keep going. Never give up.
As you can hear, we're out of time. Charlotte Rose Marie's been our guest. Thanks so much for coming in. Don't be a stranger.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this amazing opportunity.
All right. Join us tomorrow. Paul Gessing, the full hour from the Rio Grande Foundation. Archives found at abqconnect.online. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.